mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 7th chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, the 37th verse. "And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, 'He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak.'" These concluding words of today's gospel express the utter amazement of the people who saw Jesus heal the man who was deaf and could not speak. But it would be a mistake to think that St. Mark, by telling of this miracle, only wants his hearers to be similarly amazed. No, St. Mark wants his hearers to realize that this Lord who once healed the man who was literally deaf and mute continues through his Holy Spirit to cause the spiritually deaf to hear and the spiritually mute to speak. He wants us to know that all true faith in Christ, all true confession of Christ as our Savior, is in fact a miracle. I've often referred to those wonderful words of John Wesley, who put it this way. Wesley said, "The change wrought by the Holy Spirit in the heart is equivalent to all outward miracles, as implying the self-same power which gave sight to the blind, feet to the lame, and life to the dead." And the point is that our Lord not only healed one man who was deaf and could not speak, Jesus was involved in an ongoing work of opening the ears and the eyes of his disciples to the mystery of who he in fact is, the heaven-sent Savior from sin and death. Because the disciples themselves were often deaf to the word of God, but Jesus gradually opens their ears. They were blind to the mystery of who he is, but he opens their eyes to recognize him as the Savior. They are, if you will, tongue-tied, but he looses their tongues to proclaim him as Savior and Lord. But that opening of the disciples' ears, that healing of their spiritual blindness, of their tongue-tiedness, was a process both difficult and slow, and so it is with you and with me as well. Of course, our ears have been opened and our tongues loosed. You and I do know in our hearts that Jesus is our Savior, who has made us his in baptism. And with our tongues we do confess him as our Lord. But isn't there still in all of us a lot of deafness, a lot of slowness and hesitancy, in our witness to him. Let me give you just one example. Have you and I really heard and taken to heart such words of God as are found in the letter of St. James, where St. James writes, "Each of you must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to be angry. For one's anger does not promote the righteousness of God. One may think he is religious, but if he has no control over his tongue, he is deceiving himself, and his religion is futile." The kind of religion that is without stain or fault in the sight of God our Father is this: to go to the help of the orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unspotted by the world. So how do I measure up to this word of God spoken by St. James? How well, in fact, have we heard it? How well do we act on it? Unless I'm very mistaken, I suspect that there is in each one of us more than a little deafness to this word of God and to other words of God as well. And so that word of Jesus spoken to the man who was deaf and could not speak, "Ephphatha," meaning "be opened," is also a word which today is spoken to you and to me. "Ephphatha," be opened. Be opened to the word of my love and forgiveness, no matter what your sins. Be open to my word, which would release you from your sins, not leave you tied up in them. Be open to my word, which daily calls you out of death into life. Be open to my word, which will in the end call you to the life and joy everlasting when I come again in glory and cry out over the graves of all my sleeping children. "Ephphatha, be opened." The healing of the man who was deaf and couldn't speak was indeed a miracle. But that one miracle points to the miracle that our Lord works in each one of us through his Holy Spirit, opening our eyes to the word of his boundless love and loosing our lips to sing his praises. And since that is so, the people's words of amazement apply not only to the man who was deaf and could not speak, they apply to everyone who believes in Christ and confesses his holy name, because all faith in Christ, all confession of Christ is miracle. Again, remembering the words of Wesley, "The change wrought by the Holy Spirit in the heart is equivalent to all outward miracles," as implying the selfsame power which gave sight to the blind, feet to the lame, and life to the dead. He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.